Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, Reverend, please come quick.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of The Alex Jones Show is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'll be here with you for the remainder of the hour, and then Mike Adams, a health ranger, takes over from me. And you've got some great guest hosts in the fourth hour. We're going to talk a lot about domestic politics, domestic news. Here, there's a lot of insanity going on. I do want to remind you to support us. The only way that InfoWars stays on the air and in the fight is with your support at thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. Your one-stop shop for InfoWars branded merchandise that will soon be unavailable and collector's items. So make sure to get anything branded InfoWars now while you still can. We also have massive sale on Ultramethylene Red, which is a total game changer if you've never taken it before. It's a rapid absorption liquid nootropic built to fire up your brain and body with bioavailable nutrients your system can actually use. This precision formula is designed to support methylation, mitochondrial energy, mental clarity and focus, synaptic growth, and long-term brain resilience. And you can get it now for a staggering 72% off, locked in for life as long as you are subscribed. So if you subscribe to Ultramethylene Blue and get your monthly delivery, not only will we make sure we have it in case we sell out, yours will still be available, but you're getting it for 72% off. However, that's only available for the first 1,000 subscriptions. So go now if you want to take advantage of 72% off Ultramethylene Red. You can also get the InfoWars Cooler Bundle. That's still available and on sale for $79.99. VIP members pay $63.99. So that's 60% off for regular people, for the peasants out there, the normies. But if you're a super special elite VIP member genius, then you get it for even less, for like more than half off, like 70% off or something. It's extremely affordable and well worth it if it was just the cooler alone. But of course, it comes with the koozies and the sunglasses, all branded with InfoWars, as again, these will not be around for very much longer. Okay, so I'm going to get into domestic news here today, or in this segment, and then I'll move on to sort of what's happening in the UK and Ireland. It's been a while talking to Rob Dew yesterday on the War Room about Ireland, but the UK is popping off again. Yet again, we see an instance of migrant brutal assault against the native British being covered up by and covered for by the police there. We'll get into that in just a little bit, but I have a rather disappointing, rather black-pilling update for you. Again, this is the type of news I don't even like delivering, because if you're like me, this will make your mood dark for the next little while. But we have just heard that charges have not been filed against the suspected individuals seen assaulting Turning Point USA journalist Savannah Hernandez. So despite these people being on camera plotting the attack, then carrying out the attack on an innocent person, not bothering anybody, and actually engaged in First Amendment protected journalism, assaulting her, giving her a concussion, and just, you know, brutally committing an act of terrorism against her, will not be charged. Apparently, Chris Ostrushko, and Paige's boyfriend have been charged with just misdemeanors. Savannah is suffering from a concussion, two sprains, and multiple bruises as a result of the assault. Hernandez was assaulted by at least six people during Saturday's protest. Diana Ostrushko, the mother, has not been charged, even though the video appears to show her making physical contact with Hernandez and refusing to leave her alone. Additionally, the two women were seen assaulting Hernandez with sex toys. They have not been charged. The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office tells me there's still an active investigation. Yeah, they got to figure out. They got to, you know, try to figure out if what we're seeing right now on camera actually happened. I mean, did this actually happen or not? I mean, it is on camera. It did happen. But I guess they're pretending to try to figure that out. Again, very black. To me, like, I can't really say what I think about this, to be honest with you. I think I put it as obliquely as possible yesterday. Because, you know, there's stories in the past. Like, there's a story, I should have gotten the details. But before the Texas Revolution, William Barrett Travis, who would end up being the leader who died at the Alamo, doing that great last stand, long before that, he was imprisoned by the Mexican authorities on totally, trumped up charges. He hadn't done anything wrong, but they imprisoned him because they knew he was a threat to their power structure. And so the other Texans simply tied ropes to the jail door, tied him to their saddle horn, and ripped the door off the hinges and got Travis out. And now we look back, and what do we say? Oh, that was terrible. They, you know, they should have let the justice system bear itself out. You know, they really should have trusted the system, and it was wrong because it was illegal what they did, breaking that man out of prison. No, we look back and we say it was an illegitimate charge. He didn't do anything wrong. This was a tyrannical government trying to crack down on the freedom of its people. They were wrong to do it. Him getting free was actually justice. I feel like we could use a little bit of that spirit. The point is, it's not up to the sheriff or the Soros prosecutor or a jury of radical leftists what reality is and what justice means. Like, they are not actually the arbiters of what is right and wrong. They can choose on a political basis to ignore a violent attack, but we are under no obligation to, I don't know, personally, I don't think we're in any obligation to accept their ruling as God's word. No, God actually exists. His justice is above human justice. I'm just saying, at a certain point, we have to ask ourselves if the justice system is even fit for purpose, and if not, what do we do about that? The Hennepin County Sheriff's Office tell me it's still an active investigation. They say our investigators are among the best in the state and are committed to a comprehensive, victim-centered approach. They work closely with the victim, review all available evidence, including videos, and interview witnesses to ensure every detail is examined. Okay, well, we did that already. I mean, it's all on video. You can watch it all from the beginning to the end. You can watch the people on the video when they don't realize they're being recorded saying, let's go get the whistle and go blow it in her ear as hard as we can. That would be premeditated assault, considering the fact that a whistle blown in somebody's ear can permanently damage their hearing and injure them for life. So people are posting the video where this woman is literally blowing the whistle in Savannah's ear as hard as she can, and Savannah puts her hand up and pushes the whistle away, and they're like, see, she assaulted first. Because again, they play these child games. They play these childish games of I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, when it doesn't even make sense. It would be one thing if you actually weren't touching her, but blowing a whistle as loud as you can in somebody's ear is assault. Like, what are you talking about? You blow up and go up and blow an air horn in somebody's ear as loud as they can, deafen them for life, and be like, oh, but I wasn't touching you. You're not allowed to stop me doing that. Literally trying deliberately to deafen. There's a person doing the Vuvuzela thing. That thing can get up to like 120 decibels. They're incredibly loud. So again, it's just, Savannah told me that outside the initial report taken by the officer who ended up having to escort her to safety, no investigators from the Sheriff's Department have reached out to follow up with them herself. She adds that nobody asked her about her medical records or injuries. This is from Brianna Morello, and she says, I will be submitting this information on her behalf, even though it has not been requested. I'm telling you, folks, if anything ever happens to you, you better pray you have Brianna Morello as your friend. She does not let things go. I'm just saying, if anything ever happens to me, Brianna Morello is in charge of the investigation, okay? All right. She's an attack dog, and it's wonderful to see. So hopefully she'll get to the bottom of it. Hopefully there will be federal charges. Hopefully there will be state charges. But I'm not putting a lot of hope in that. And it really just is another instance, another reminder that at this point, functionally, violence against right-wingers is considered legal, essentially. And again, just brings up all the other stuff with Savannah talking about going to places and people finding out she works for TPUSA and immediately just going up being like, Charlie deserved it, and you're next. Like, just brutal and just remembering how even like normal, decent people that I know in my life were just like, yeah, well, Charlie Kirk, you know, maybe you shouldn't have said those things. You know, maybe you deserved it. And it's just like, yeah, we got a real, like real sickness in this country that we got to fix. And this story, I can't believe what I'm about to show you. The story, the headline, CBS News, Oswego School District 308 parents claim summer remedial program targets all minority students regardless of performance. Okay, we're going to go to a local news report here. And I guess I won't really intro it. And I'll just ask you if you interpret this the same as I do, because they're going for one thing in this news report, and yet I get a completely different interpretation of what's going on. This to me is like the insanity of the American culture as it exists now in perfect relief, in a way that you just have to watch. You just got to watch clip 28 here. Let's watch the concern and the outrage about what this school district did. And then I'll tell you my interpretation on the other side. Let's watch.
Some parents in Southwest suburban Oswego are upset, telling the CBS News Chicago investigators all students of color were invited to participate in summer remedial programming by the district, regardless of how they're doing in school. An internal document we reviewed confirms those concerns. Investigator Tara Molina took their concerns directly to the district.
This is the letter School District 308 sent to some parents the end of last month, a selection and invitation for students to participate in the Summer Connections program.
It's a fancy title, a feel-good title, but what it realistically is it's summer school remediation.
Phil Torres's daughter is in advanced classes here at Hunt Club Elementary in Oswego. He says they were just told both of their daughters are on track.
My wife had reached out to some of our close friends in our neighborhood and asked, hey, did you get this email? And they said no, they had no idea what she was talking about. The only difference between our friends and us is they are white. And so my wife reached out to some of our friends that were minorities, and they said they got the email.
The Torres family immediately reached the district for clarification and transparency. Why were their kids being asked to participate? A partial internal document the CBS News Chicago investigators received via a source reveals the answer. Eligible and at-risk students include, quote, anyone with a race other than white.
That hurts. Excuse me. I fight for my kids. I fight against stereotypes. I have 3 degrees myself. I'm the first in my family to graduate college. And for them to do this, it opens up old wounds. And it hurts that if that's what they use, that anybody that's non-white is at risk.
In the days following the invitation, parents received emails from the district detailing the invitation aligned with, quote, federal Title I guidelines, and all students with various tags received an invite, like Torres's third grader.
And for her to have to overcome from her own school district the label, just because her last name may be Torres or her skin may not be white, is... it's traumatic.
I reached the district and the school board. Their response, again, heavily quoting Title I. Nothing specifically addressing the anyone with a race other than white verbiage, instead listing students in special programming, academically at risk, experiencing homelessness, and students, quote, who are part of a historically disadvantaged racial ethnic group. In a statement, the superintendent said, in part, quote, we don't believe labels define who our students are.
Okay, However, we can take it down. Okay, so that big bumbling crybaby to weeping about how this makes it feel like what? Do you understand what actually happened here? What actually happened here is the Oswego School District decided to open up free summer daycare for non-white students. That's what actually happened here. So what it said is basically summer school is available. Yes, if you're remedial, if you need to catch up, then it's available for you and you might actually, you know, be required to go to it. But also, any non-white people that don't want to have to pay for summer camp or don't want to find something for your kids to do, they all get free daycare all summer. That's actually what this was actually a gift to everybody except for white people. Because think about it the other way around. Think about if every white person in the school district got a letter saying, we'd like to exclusively offer you a free summer school opportunity. We're not offering it to everybody, but you know, we really want you guys in particular to do well. So it's something we're giving to everybody, but for you, the people that we really want to succeed, we're giving you an opportunity to really get that next step up. And of course, you know, two parents working, it can be hard to figure out what to do with kids during the summer. So this way you don't have to hire a nanny. You don't have to send them to summer camp. We'll give it to you for free. So like, this is what I mean by sort of the perfect metaphor, the perfect example for like how insane America is today. This is a program deliberately and explicitly discriminating against white people to where they are openly saying that we want non-white people to do better than white people. So we're offering them something we're not offering to white people, because again, they've just taken on and assumed and absorbed the lie that, you know, all white people are just automatically given a leg up in America. So we have to even the playing field by, you know, obviously discriminating against them. Just utterly backwards and ridiculous. But like that was the purpose of this. That was the purpose of this. And somehow it gets transmuted into white people racist, white people bad. Do you understand what I'm saying? They have a program that's available for everybody except for white people to take advantage of. And then you have a Mexican guy literally sobbing on camera about how this reminds him of racism and anti-white racism, because he's somehow interpreting it as the school district saying all the non-white people are dumb. It's like, well, obviously you are. It's like, obviously you don't understand what's actually happening here. You seem to be like incapable of taking emotion out of this and just seeing it for what it is, which is that they were offering you as a non-white person a benefit that they were withholding from white people. But you're so like, I don't know, your self-esteem is so low. You're like weeping and crying about non-existent racism because your race was given a gift that was withheld from other races. I'm not even kidding. A partial internal document the CBS News Chicago investigator has received via a source revealed the answer. Eligible at-risk students include anyone with a race other than white. So it's like there's eligible students, and then in that umbrella, there's at-risk students and there's non-white students. It's not saying the non-white students are therefore at risk. I know this is very complicated for somebody with 3 degrees to figure out. But yeah, they are literally offering free daycare and summer school explicitly because they're like, yeah, those white people, they'll be fine. The white people don't need help. The white people don't need a leg up. The white people don't need extra care and attention from the school district so that they can maximize their potential. Their potential needs to be lessened and curtailed, and stifled, so that the non-white people don't feel as bad about themselves. So we're going to give them extra resources, provide them a bunch of free stuff and benefits that we withhold from white people, then the non-white people are going to cry and say that's racist. It is racist against white people. But we're fine. We're white, so we're great. We're great. Nothing can hurt us. Nothing bad can happen to us. We don't need benefits. We don't even need the, you know, basic benefits of the society that we live in. Those should all be stripped away from us and given to non-white people, because white people are just, we're practically gods on earth. We're like demigods. Like, have you ever seen Lord of the Rings? You know, the elves, they live forever and can survive anything. You can't poison them. They can see like 10 miles. Like, that's basically why we're basically elves. Okay. And we can't die. And nothing can hurt us. And when we go away, we'll just get on ships and we'll go to the Undying Land and continue to live forever, because white people are just special angels like that. And we don't deserve consideration. We don't deserve, help from the society that we built. We just need to be continually discriminated against and then blamed for racism because we're white. And white people can handle anything, folks. Anything. It's amazing. Just more evidence. Throw more evidence on the pile. Discriminate against us. Put your boot on our neck. You know, rob us of everything we've got. Convince our children to hate themselves. We're still going to win. We're white, okay? It's fine. Hell, you want to... This is what... It's like, you can try. We're still going to do it, all right? Look at this. A white high school girl named Mia Heller came up with a filter that eliminates 96% of microplastics from drinking water. So, what you know, the last thing that you want is taking some high-achieving white genius like this and giving them extra resources. What you want to do is deprive her of resources, give them to the newly arrived immigrants who don't speak English so that they can maybe build their way up to, you know, something not at her level, obviously, but, you know, somewhere mid-tier. What you don't want to do is give resources and care and attention to the exemplars, to the exceptional, to the geniuses. You want to deprive them, crush them. They're white, after all. Okay? If, you know, if somebody come along and done the right thing and put this girl in a remedial class, deprived her of her access to resources, you know, made her go and whatever, be taught by somebody who's speaking a language she doesn't understand. If only they'd done the right thing, then it probably would have been a Hispanic girl that did this, okay? So, sure, you can celebrate this as an example of white excellence, of a white high schooler on their own volition doing something that apparently has escaped the capability of every scientist and the biggest corporations in the world. They've been doing something else. They have different concerns, apparently. We have to stop her. We have to stop them, okay? It's bad. It's bad because she's white, and it's that exact type of exceptionalism that we're trying to crush out of our society here. The district and the school board's response to concerns from parents and direct quotes from internal memo, again, heavily quoted Title I, which is a federal program, which means they're using federal money to discriminate against white people, which is illegal, but it will continue because despite literally saying, and it's funny because they're like, they didn't say any race other than white. Oh, no. They simply said people who are Black, African American, Hispanic, Asian, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Native Hawaiian, or other Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Northern African, or two or more races. We never said not white. We just listed every race except for white. So that's different, I think. Pretty sure that's different.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylenestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.